Welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. My name is Hank Eater, and I'm sitting in for Candy G, who's out speaking and traveling. I'm a writer, journalist, and a friend and associate of Candy G for more than 20 years. You can reach me at hankeater@yahoo.com. That's H-A-N-K-E-D-E-R @yahoo.com. My friend Candy G is a radio talk show host, television personality, coach, author, speaker, magazine publisher, and the founder of Nothing But Good News Media. She is also the originator of the Vision Program, specializing in developing sustainable long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. She has a strong desire to effect real change, especially in the lives of women, as she herself rose from a life of meager existence as a single parent to a life of bounty and joy. In this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and purpose for Nothing But Good News World Media. Candy G's principles are based on you living your remarkable life, which is the basis for the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all the work that is delivered. Candy G is dedicated to bringing high-quality information to the public through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. Candy G's mission is to help others create their vision. She feels that the true path to having the life you want begins with having a strong, clear vision. Candy G has brought her expertise to hundreds in an affordable new coaching and membership program, I Vision My Life. With coaching calls, guest speakers, and a community forum, people all over the world are enhancing their lives and living the life of their dreams. Visit www.ivisionmylife.com for more details. Well, I've heard it say that you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Or can you? Change can come at any stage in life, and it seems that as we mature, we realize that what we wanted to be or do or have in our 20s isn't quite the same as what we want in our 30s, 40s, or beyond. Reinventing yourself to achieve success can be scary, but it's fun and exciting. Think of life as a blank canvas. Who are you? What do you want to look like? What do you want to be when you grow up? Joining us this week is special guest Joe Meyer. Joe is an investment professional who began his career in 1966 and entered Wall Street in 1972. He has appeared on national television with ABC, NBC, and CBS News, and over 325 radio and television appearances since 1999. Among a few are Time Warner New York One and Coast to Coast AM. Recently, Joe has been quoted in Forbes.com and Foreign Policy Magazine. Joe currently acts as a management consultant and is well-versed in the ever-changing needs of the workplace. Welcome, Joe, to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Good afternoon, Hank. Thank you and the Biz 880 for having me. It's an extreme pleasure to visit with you and your listening audience.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here with you today. I see that one of the things that you specialize in recently is the reinvention of people. And I've found that recently I've been speaking to a lot of people who are finding it necessary to reinvent for any number of reasons.
Yes.
How would you begin to work with these people to tell them how they can begin a creative and fruitful process of reinvention?
Well, I think we have to start, Hank, at the basics, and we have to start at the foundation, and that foundation would basically be asking ourselves the question, you know, can we define our talent? And I think if we take a look at, you know, the explanation behind, you know, what we would believe our talent truly is, I've put together an explanation which I've used in my career that I'd like to share with your listening audience. This is not a dictionary meaning to the word defining our talent, but I basically consider it anything we do consistently on an extraordinary level, Hank.
Anything, whatever it is that we excel in or we believe we can excel in?
Yes.
Could you clarify a little bit?
Well, I think we all have areas of expertise, you know, within our career, and I think a lot of times we have problems defining truly what our talent is. And I think if we look at a simple explanation of it being, it is anything we do consistently on an extraordinary level, it opens a door to allow us to focus on the areas of our strengths in our career.
So then, taking stock of who we are and what our greatest strengths are is
yes.
something we ought to really be doing if we're reinventing or maybe at any time in our careers.
Well, I think this is the point that we would initially go to allow us to move forward and make changes in our career and, more importantly, changes in our lives.
Well, how do you suppose that people can begin to take stock of what they do best? Because sometimes the hardest thing for people is to be objective about themselves.
That's very true. I think, you know, where do we begin? I think, again, we try to keep it very simple. And I think the answer is simply by evaluating our strong as well as our weak areas of expertise. We all have strengths and we all have weaknesses, and I think we have to keep our focus on what our strengths are versus our weaknesses.
And what are some really creative and fruitful ways of turning weaknesses into strengths?
Well, I think we have to, number one, acknowledge what our weaknesses are, and a lot of times that's not the easiest thing to do in our career. I think when we look at certainly being judgmental and looking at the things that we've done over the years that have not been successful, I think it's important that we weigh it against very carefully the things that we have done successful. So I think, again, you know, we've got to outline a workable, realistic plan of action. More importantly, we have to define our goals and simply how do we achieve them.
Well, then, defining our goals, I think, is so important. And it's often the crux of what we do here at Nothing But Good News Radio, and Candy G places such an importance on it.
Yes, she does.
Without knowing where you're going, it really doesn't matter how you get there. Now, I'd like to take this a little bit further. Hold that thought, if you would, but we have to go to break. We'll be back in just a few moments with Nothing But Good News Radio.
Amerijet, your best choice for shipping personal and commercial goods to the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. With daily all-cargo service to more destinations than any other carrier, Amerijet provides the services you need. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. All-cargo services to Trinidad, Barbados, Haiti, Dominican Republic, Mexico, Guyana, and Jamaica. 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website, amerijet.com.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Candy G,
back with Nothing But Good News Radio. I'm Hank Eater, sitting in today for Candy G. Candy G has recently contributed to a fantastic series called the Financial Abundance Masterclass, and we think it's something you would really be interested in. The Masterclass series brings together 20 of the world's top experts in finance and personal development, including Candy G, in an easy step-by-step learning method. There's a wealth of knowledge included in this series, from mastering the laws of attraction and creating financial abundance to practical business skills like entrepreneurship and making money online. The difference here is the information is presented in easy steps with real-life skills and exercises that you can start to implement right away. So check it out and take that next big step to living your dreams. Just visit budurl.com/masterclass series for more information. Well, we're back with our guest, Joseph Myers, and we were just about to talk about the importance of having a strong, clear vision, having strong goals. Joe?
Yes, I am here. I think we have to talk about, Hank, is we have to focus on the things that we can achieve and not focus on things that are unrealistic. So I think when we talk about a workable plan, we have to put a plan together that's rock solid. I think some of the cornerstones of that plan are, without saying, our experience, certainly our education, and our ability to adapt to a changing marketplace.
So then adaptability is a good part
of
any plan. So you might have a clear goal, but then sometimes we set out to accomplish our goals and we see that things are happening, but maybe not quite the way we originally thought they would.
Yes.
And then it's important to adapt our goals to the changing conditions?
Precisely.
Okay.
Very early in my career, I had someone share their wisdom with me that I never forgot. And basically what they imparted to me at that time, and this was very early in my career on Wall Street, was simply this: never fight change, go with it. And I've always been able to do that in my career, and I think it's probably one of the single best pieces of advice I was ever given, Hank.
Well, it certainly is very applicable to this day and age.
Yes, it is.
I'm sure you're familiar with the book, Who Moved My Cheese?
Yes.
I had to read that a few years ago back when I was a teacher and things were changing in education.
Yes.
And at first, although I found the story, maybe to be a little simplistic, I was then struck with the brilliance of this, because in those little mice, we could see ourselves and the things that we do to resist change and how that holds us back.
Very true.
So what are some of the ways we can learn to recognize that change is coming and then move ourselves out of the way in order to allow it to happen?
Well, I think the most important thing anyone can certainly focus on as you attempt to make a change, not only in your career, but more importantly, in your life as well, is never fear failure. And this is something in my career that I've never feared. And I think you have to come to grips with failure. You have to understand the meaning of it. You have to understand what you can learn from it. But I never had a fear of failure, Hank, simply because I put it within the context. If I never tried something, I could have never succeeded at it anyway. And that was basically the approach that I took to what I was undertaking, and if it turned out to be a failure, I simply had to regroup and try to do it again. But my definition of failure, and again, this is a Joe Meyer definition, failure is a process that takes you one step closer to succeeding, and I've always believed that, Hank.
I believe that's true, too. My older brother, Phil, told me when I was about 13 years old, he said, you have to take all of the kicks and punches the world thinks it can hand you, and then come back smiling and say, come on, you can hit harder than that.
That was some pretty good advice.
Yeah, well, he was a pretty good mentor for me. He was 16 years my senior. and he had already made some of the, you know, the so-called mistakes that I could possibly make. But as you and I both know, you know, you can't really learn too much from someone telling you to avoid your mistakes. You have to go out and make them in order to hone yourself, basically, in the fires of the world.
Well, you know, I've said through my career, I've probably made every mistake that one person could make, but I can also say very proudly that I've learned from every single one of them, and I've never repeated any of them. And I think that's the lesson that speaks volumes as to what is necessary to allow you to go on and succeed.
Very good. Well, you know, we had a guest on the show last week, Hicham Amrani, who's doing a TEDx event in Montreal in May.
Yes.
And he said, you've only failed when you stop. You know, if you're hit with some kind of surprise or some kind of adversity in your plans, you haven't failed if you have to take stock of it and do it a different way. You've only failed when you stop trying.
Very good advice.
Yeah, I think so. Well, among other things, you talked a little bit earlier about finding our skills and knowing our strengths and our weaknesses.
Yes.
I also noticed that there's ways that we can find out, you know, we've reached a point in the economy where pure talent can overcome age barriers.
I believe that, Hank.
Yes. Or level of experience in new fields. What can you say about that?
Well, I think we've reached a point in society where age is a very important issue as one would try to change careers or, more importantly, attempt to re-enter the workforce. And I think when you take a look at the magnitude of problems that are facing society today, and I think when you take a look at the vast amount of wisdom and experience and knowledge we have, with some of our older citizens, I think when we take a look at, you know, disqualifying someone who I think could make a very meaningful contribution solely because of age or solely because of prior vocation, I think is a mistake. I think when you take a look at the talent we have, the talent that can certainly be harnessed and make a difference, I think we've reached a point where I think age is no longer an issue. I think it comes down to the ability to get the job done and the ability to put forth pure talent.
So then you would advise HR managers and hiring managers to look past the so-called perfect fit when someone's coming to a new position. Maybe they haven't been in this, you know, the XYZ position, but the skills and the expertise and the know-how that they bring through their years of experience could be advantageous in a new position.
I truly believe that, and I think at this point it's an overlooked factor, and I think it's one we should focus upon.
Well, I think that'll certainly help a lot of people who are out there redefining right now. Another thing I saw in some of your work is the notion of letting the marketplace determine the value of our talent?
I think that is extremely important. I think a lot of times we truly underestimate what our talent's value would be in the marketplace. And again, I have a Joe Meyer euphemism I'd like to share with you. And, you know, my answer to why is it important to let the marketplace determine our talent's value is simply this. The marketplace will always remain, I believe, the true economic consensus of our job skills and knowledge. And I think a lot of times we underestimate, and I know I did it even in my own career, just how talented we truly are.
Okay, and when we find these things out, when we start rediscovering our strengths through our experiences in the marketplace, tell me about the importance of our attitude in our growth.
Well, I have to say, Hank, in my career, my attitude has played a big part in what I've been able to do in the mainstream media. You know, I started out on Wall Street as a public investor in 1966, went up on the street in 1972, became an arbitrator mediator with FINRA and the New York Stock Exchange in 1995, and then did my first radio appearance in 1999, and then in 2000 made my first television appearance with ABC News. So I think when we place limitations on ourselves, and I know all of us have done that at some point in our career, I believe self-imposed limitations are a trap, and we all fall into them by having at some point in our career, for whatever reason, a low self-esteem. And I think we have to overcome that, and I think we have to reflect on the things that we've done well and we consistently continue to do well. And I think if you enter things with the attitude that there'll be a positive outcome and you put forth certainly your best, then I think you can expect good results. And that's certainly what I've had in my career. You know, we've done 85 live TV shows. I've been on, as you said earlier, ABC, NBC, CBS News in the Northeast, Time Warner, New York One, Comcast Cable News, News 12 New Jersey has had me. So I think when we look at what we can accomplish once we put a game plan in place, I think a lot of times we're very pleasantly surprised.
Right, and then as far as attitude, how that goes along with that, you know, there's that old adage, which is almost cliche, but it makes so much sense, that old notion that you attract so many more flies with honey than with vinegar. You go out there with a really positive attitude, with a can-do notion, with a smile on your face, with this notion that I'm out in the world and I can accomplish my goals big time, I think that is going to radiate from you and people will see it in you.
Well, you know, I've always said attitude plays a very important part in everything we do, and I've often said attitude can make a tremendous difference. It can make a difference in things that have gone bad, and it can certainly make things that have gone bad even worse. So your attitude, I think, is the most important building block that you can put in place as you try to move forward and reinvent yourself and jumpstart your career. But, you know, I've always said through my years in the media that as individuals, we can all make a difference. And I think when we talk about how we can make a difference, I have four things that have always been very important in my life that I'd like to share with you as well.
Would you please hold that thought?
I think we need to treat each other with kindness, respect, consideration.
Yeah, Joe, would you please hold that thought? Because we
sure,
have to
I will.
Go to break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Okay.
Amerijet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipments online and receive an instant discount. Amerijet website provides free codes and online tracking to all its customers. Call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Now boarding, next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Sprout. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy, Candy G. You've made us all proud.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
We're back on Nothing But Good News Radio. This is Hank Eater sitting in for Candy G. Candy G would like you to know about a very special event coming up in May. TEDx Westmount in Montreal, a full day of inspiration and hope to celebrate, discuss, understand, and spread success, Candy G will be joining host Hicham Amrani, a recent guest on this show, and an impressive lineup of world-renowned speakers. TEDx Westmount will inspire you and elevate your spirit to new heights, opening your horizons to endless possibilities. You'll also have a tremendous opportunity to network with CEOs, senior managers, university professors, and professionals from all fields to open yourself to entirely new understanding of success. TEDx Westmount will take place Saturday, May 12th in Montreal. For more information, log on to www.tedxwestmount.com. We're back with our guest, Joe Myers, and we were talking about the importance of attitude.
Well, there's no question attitude plays a very important part in all the successes that we've had. But as I said prior to the break, Hank, as individuals, we can make a difference. But I think we have to clarify and focus on the important tenets of what we put forth and what we do that can make a difference. And I've got four things here that I'd like to share with you that I know you're going to like. We need to treat each other with, number one, kindness, number two, respect, number three, consideration, and number four, we have to be understanding of each other's circumstances. I think this sets the tone eventually for where we all end up.
So then, in essence, you're saying if we treat others the way we ourselves would like to be treated,
yes,
that we'll move more with more fluidity through our goals and through our careers?
Absolutely.
You know, I think it's an old, worn-out cliche that people have that they have to claw their way to the top, and this notion that people will do whatever it takes, even if...
I don't believe that.
No, I don't believe that either. And I think that's something it's part of a world that's dying out.
Yes, it is.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what type of world we're replacing it with.
Okay.
How do you see the business world changing, say, over the next 2 years, 3 years?
Well, I think globally the economy is continuing to evolve. We continue to see massive growth, as you know, all through Southeast Asia. We continue to see downsizing here in the United States, and we continue to see the lack of decent paying jobs. So I think from the standpoint of being an entrepreneur, or more importantly, reinventing yourself and jumpstarting your career, you know, I said to Candy the last time we were able to speak, we have a lot of people that are now 45, 50, 55 years of age that have finally come upon the idea that they'd like to do something different. And I never believe, and I've always said this, that it's too late to make a change in your life if you certainly have the energy and the focus to do that. I think the biggest step moving forward is a lot of people, Hank, simply don't know how to begin the process.
And that begins by taking stock of, number one, who they really
yes.
are and what they really want to do?
Yes.
So then I speak to people who have left what other people might consider dream jobs.
Sure.
In order to pursue their dreams.
Well.
And whether that's something like a friend of mine who's working with a heart-healthy catering company, and other people who are actually taking stock of themselves and taking the chance to write the things that they've always wanted to write and be what they've wanted to be. But how do people, you know, how do they know? How does somebody know how to make the transition between the cushy comfort of something they've always done and when it might be time to make a change?
Well, I think the answer to that is we all have to understand that change involves sacrifice. And we have to be willing and committed to making the sacrifice, whatever that may entail, to allow us to make a change in our career. I think the biggest problem when we talk about reinvention and we talk about the ability to go in a new direction, A lot of people, honestly, Hank, cannot wrap their mind around relocation. And a lot of times to put forth your dreams and make the changes, it involves the relocation. You know, I think that's one of the most important questions everyone has to ask themselves. Are we willing to relocate to live our dream?
And that holds true whether they're actually taking another job for someone else or if they'd actually researched a market where their skills might make them an entrepreneur. Maybe it would work better perhaps in some other area.
Well, I think we all have to be aware that sometimes when we want to live our dreams and we want to do things differently than we've ever done in our career, we have to leave a very comfortable environment of which we've been part of. And that may mean relocating to another city and or relocating to another state. Are we prepared to make that sacrifice and make that change?
I see. And do you have any recommendations where people can look for the type of information that they need to know what places might be good places for them to go, or is this just a very individual thing?
Well, I think it's highly individual, but, you know, more importantly, I had someone say to me at one time, you know, very early in my career, you know, why is it important to run your own race in life? And when that person made that statement to me and they were getting ready to pass on, they had lived a very long and fruitful life. And naturally, as being a very young 20-year-old, I asked them exactly, what do you mean? And they said to me, because at the end of the day, the only one in life that we have to prove anything to is ourselves. And we all lose sight of this very important fact. And I think that's something that, yes, even today, we all lose sight of. At the end of the day, we only have to prove to ourselves what we've tried to accomplish in life. And if we're satisfied with what we've accomplished in life, then we don't have to prove anything to anyone any further. And I believe that.
That's very important, I think, to people who find themselves in the process of reinvention, because now they've been put in the position of having to make a change, like people who have been with a job a long time, but now they've been laid off due to changes in the economy or changes in the workplace. And a lot of times, especially for men, this notion that, well, I'm unemployed now, you know, how do I define myself without being this thing that I had found so successful, and who am I now as a person, and what am I worth? And
very
I think
important
that goes
thing.
Through a lot of people's minds when they find themselves needing to reinvent.
Well, I think the biggest problem we all have at some point in our career, we really doubt how talented and how knowledgeable and how much experience we really have. I think, you know, we lose a job through no fault of our own, and I think we reflect upon what happened and we take more blame for what took place than really is attributed to who we are or, more importantly, what we have done.
Which goes back to people thinking, oh, God, I'm a failure now because I'm in this position. And it takes us back to what we talked about earlier about looking at the notion of what really defines failure.
Yes.
I heard someone, a speaker, talking once about the visionary Walt Disney. And Walt said, I recommend to every young man to go out and try and strive and then to fail monumentally at least two or three times.
And he did that.
Yes, he did that. And look who he became. So to those who might be listening right now who are thinking, where do I go from here? How can I redefine myself? And what are my talents? What can I do? This is a good time to stop thinking of yourself as having failed something and look at all the things you've succeeded in and start taking stock of what you really want to do. I think an important question is, if I knew I couldn't fail, what would I do?
Good point.
So what would you say about that?
Well, I think a lot of times we're harder on ourselves than we should be. I think we take responsibility for a lot of things that happen in our lives and our career that we're not responsible for. But at the end of the day, You know, we have to accept certainly what happened, whether we agree with it or not. But I think when you take a look at, you know, what your focus should be, and more importantly, you know, what your goals are moving forward. I've said many times, you can't live in the past. You have to live for today and hope for a better tomorrow. And I know when things are not going well, we tend to dwell in the past because the past is very recent. But you have to break away from that, and you have to keep the past in its proper perspective. It's over and done, and it really has no bearing on what you'll do as you move forward.
Right. We can take our strengths and our skills from the past with us.
Yes.
But now in our new circumstances, the things that we were doing before are no longer working.
No.
So then we need to start defining what it is that we believe work.
Well, I think a lot of times we tend to take our failures personally, and a lot of times we're victim of circumstances. It's not personal in nature, even though at the end of the day we're suffering because of what had taken place. But to characterize it on a personal type basis, all it's going to do is just take you away from your focus and prepare you, not allow you to move forward.
I do agree with that wholeheartedly. You know, I've seen that people who are in the process of reinventing and they're looking to make contacts have different methods they can use to get themselves out there.
Yes.
And can we talk a little bit about the
Sure.
importance of networking and how
Very
to
important.
Use networking to your advantage?
Well, I think when we talk about networking, it's certainly something we should all use and certainly use in a great capacity. As an individual, to be aware of what's going on, certainly in the economy and more importantly in your field of vocation, you're very limited as an individual to what you should know and more importantly what you can and should take advantage of. So networking is very, very important. You've got another set of eyes, another set of ears out there that can certainly benefit you just as well as you can benefit them. Very important, Hank.
Well, here's that music, Joe, that tells us we're ready for another break. Let's
okay.
talk a little bit more about networking when we come back.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all cargo flights and provides service to all Caribbean islands and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website at amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
We're back with Nothing But Good News Radio with our guest, Joe Meyer. And we were talking about the importance of networking.
Well, I think, Hank, when you talk about certainly networking and its importance to certainly allowing you to move on and make changes in your career or, more importantly, re-enter the workplace, I don't think we can ever underestimate the impact that certainly something like this would have. I think when you talk about the social media, which I know Candy is very much involved in, when you talk about Facebook or more importantly LinkedIn, and you talk about the exposure that you have to literally millions of people, this is something as we look back certainly in prior decades that was not available.
Yes, and I'm seeing that that could possibly be a double-edged sword. Recently, I've been reading articles about young people who were just coming out of college and that prospective employers are actually asking for their passwords on Facebook so they could see the kind of things they've been up to.
Well, I think if you put on the air very credible, legitimate information, you certainly have nothing to fear. And I think it is a great networking tool. It's certainly a way to stay in contact with literally millions of potential people who may be able to help and assist with what you're trying to do. But, you know, these are tools, again, that you have to use in conjunction with a game plan that you put in place. Everybody's game plan is different. I've never seen two game plans that were similar, but that doesn't mean they were not effective, and at the end of the day, they did not work.
Yes, because everybody approaches things a little bit differently.
Yes, they do.
We're talking about networking and social media, and I think that brings up the notion of branding for young professionals.
Very important.
Not just young professionals, but professionals who are on a career path, this notion of branding and being aware of what they're actually posting to social media.
Well, again, I think you have to be very careful of what you post on social media. I think if you certainly post things that are relative and certainly important, and you certainly share your experiences on social media, I don't think you have a problem. I think, again, everyone's situation is different, and I think everyone has to be very careful and diligent as to what they post on social media.
Much the same way that if they were advertising themselves through other means, like television or radio ads, they would be selective about what they put out there.
Very important, Hank.
Yes. Another aspect I'd like to talk about networking when people are reinventing is that I've read recently the notion that you really don't call people in your network and ask them for jobs because that puts them on the spot, but that you call people in your network and talk about your availability, or if it comes up, you know, I've known you for a long time, could I count on you as a reference? And that
very
puts
important.
Them in a position of being able to help you, and that makes them feel good.
Well, I think a lot of times people do not want to be put on the spot attempting to find you a position. But I think a lot of people, on balance, are very comfortable if they've known you professionally or they've known you personally for a number of years to write a recommendation, which I think goes a long way to endorsing you. So I think, you know, rather than asking for a job, asking for a recommendation is much more appropriate.
Help shipping. Amerijet website offers quick quotes, online booking, and door pickup for all your shipments to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Doing business with Amerijet is fast and easy. Schedule all caller service to all major destinations by air and ocean with no weight or commodity restriction. Call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
We're back on Nothing But Good News Radio. This is Hank Eater sitting in for Candy G, and I apologize that my phone connection got dropped just a few moments ago. But we're back, and Joe and I were talking about the importance of networking.
Very important, Hank, when I think certainly to what the impact of social media can be in networking. As we were saying prior to you going down, I think a lot of times people are uncomfortable in outright asking for a job and or a position. But I think if someone has known you professionally or more importantly personally for a number of years, I think in a lot of instances they're more than willing to write you a recommendation.
I see, and that puts, instead of putting them on the spot in case they don't have a job or a position, or in many cases they have to go through the regular hiring process.
Yes.
Because of corporate regulations and things, but asking them for a recommendation is a win-win situation because it puts them in a position of knowing that they're helping you and they're your longtime friend or associate.
Yes, it does.
Very, very good. Going back now, we were talking about running. You mentioned earlier the importance of running your own race and how
Yes.
you only really have to answer to yourself in the long run.
Very true.
I'd also like to ask you something that I saw in some of your work about
Okay.
the lost art of turning no into yes.
Well, you know, that is something I've always done extremely well in my career. I've always had the ability to turn no into yes. And I found through the many shows that I've done through the years, and in fact, you know, every show I've ever booked on national radio or television, I booked myself, Hank. I never had an agent. I never had anyone represent me. I never had anyone call the network. I always made the calls, and I spoke to the executive producers and or the morning news anchors and or the news directors, and basically sold them on my ability to make a very meaningful and insightful appearance on the network. But what it comes down to when I said turning no into yes, a lot of times we lose sight, Hank, of it's not only what we say, but more importantly, the tone of our voice and how we say it. It can open doors or it can keep them locked. It's up to you.
All right. Well, what are some methods that people can learn to use to project a better tone in their voice and some ways they can learn to turn no into yes?
Well, I think the first thing we have to focus on, and again, I get back to what we've spoken to earlier, is a game plan. You know, if you want to call the network, if you want to call the station, and you're attempting to book appearance, and or are you calling a company to set up an interview, it's very important as to you outlining who you're going to call, why you're going to call them, and then lastly, what you're going to say when you get them on the line. Then the other things that are important are the times of the day you call and or do they have an email where I could preface something in an email to let them know that I'm planning on calling them directly. So these are the things that I've used over the years. These are the things that have worked very well for me. But, you know, it's been my experience, and I've probably made a couple of thousand phone calls in my career to various radio and television networks. The first 25 to 30 seconds of the phone call, Hank, they dictate the result.
Well, that's like in the movie industry, because one of the hats that I wear is as a screenwriter.
Okay.
is if you're pitching something to somebody, you've got approximately 25 to 30 seconds to either win them or lose them.
Very true.
And so it's the same, I suppose, when you're calling to explain to an HR manager why you should be given an interview for a position that you would be ideally suited for.
Yes.
And what are a few, how can someone come in those first few minutes? What are some examples you can give?
Well, I think you have to tell them who you are, why you're calling, and what you can offer them. I think those are the three very important points that you have to convey in those first 25 or 30 seconds. And I think if you're able to do that and you can clearly demonstrate how you both benefit from the opportunity to either make an appearance and or interview with your company, that sets the stage for what happens next.
Excellent. And what about for entrepreneurs who are setting out in the world to create a new business entity? What kind of recommendation would you give them to reach their potential client base?
Well, I think, number one, you never fear the marketplace. I think you have to understand that there's always room for someone else. There's always room for someone who has a better product and or a better service. And I think you're going to get a lot of rejection along the way. That's part of the process. But you're going to get an awful lot of people very interested in what you have to say.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. And this is a funny little story related to that. Back in the days that I was a middle school teacher, okay. In my first year as a middle school teacher, I had this funny little guy named Manny in a course on television production that I was teaching. Manny, he was 13 years old, and he really wanted to have his first date. And he asked, and he asked, and he asked, and the girls all thought that Manny was a little bit nerdy, so he got a lot of no's. And I said to Manny, you know, just keep out there. And he said, yeah, that's what I'm doing. And Manny must have asked 100 different girls if they would go to a dance with him. And finally a girl said yes. And Manny was so pleased because he had now gotten his first date. So
Manny had a lot of no's along the way, too.
Yes, he did, but he didn't let those no's get to him. He didn't say, okay, I'm just a schlub and no girl wants me. He just kept going and eventually, I guess his smile and his charm worked on one of them.
One of the points I'd like to share with your listening audience, Hank, is simply write out very clearly what you want to convey to who you're speaking to in the hopes of securing either an appearance on a network and or the possibility of a job interview. Write it out very clearly in easy, understandable English in something that you can state telephonically in 25 or 30 seconds.
Well, I think that's really good advice because it's so easy to meander when you don't have a plan.
And be very polite and be very cordial, and I think you're going to see a lot of times that this will make a very, very important difference.
Would you recommend even practicing what you're going to say?
I did that, and I did that many, many times. And you have to be comfortable with the words that you're going to convey over a telephone. They have to be your words, not someone else's. But I think if you work on that one paragraph and you get it down to a given number of sentences that you can convey and convey clearly in 25 or 30 seconds, and it comes down to who you are, why you're calling, and what you can do for them.
Right, and I think in practicing them, even though you've written it down and you practice it.
Very important.
Right, and then when you get to saying it, it'll probably come out just a little bit different because you won't be reading it if you're now real familiar with it, but it'll come out in your own voice with your own personality.
Good point, Hank. Very important that you put your own personality to what you're trying to convey to the other person on the end of the phone.
Well, as we stated at the beginning of this show, your own personality is such a strong aspect in defining who you are and helping you in your career.
Well, I think we lose sight of that. We don't really truly understand the impact that our personality has in the marketplace, but it has a very definitive purpose, and more importantly, it can lead to great success.
Very good, and I think the belief that we have in our own selves, in our own hearts, that we are capable of that success, I think will also shine in our endeavors and the things that we're trying to accomplish.
Well, you know, I've always had five rules of selling. You know, when I was a retail broker and I had worked on Wall Street, you know, I defined five rules of selling, and this was, 5 rules of selling an investment product to a fellow public customer. But, you know, those 5 rules, they apply to selling yourself. You know, whether you're selling yourself or selling a product, those 5 rules are very, very similar, and I'd like to run them by your listening audience very quickly. Number 1, you have to get the party's attention. Number 2, you have to get their interest. Number 3, you have to get a conviction, either good and or bad. Number 3, you have to get a desire to move forward. And number 5, you have to close the deal.
Okay, because without closing the deal, you're right where you started from. I've heard it said you should give choices to the person that you're working with.
Very important.
As how you close your deal is sometimes incumbent on those choices. Would you like this one or would you like this one?
Well, I think you give people an alternative, and a lot of times they take the alternative, but nevertheless they have a choice, and that is very, very important.
And you're not giving them the choice of not choosing one of these.
No, you're giving them an alternative.
That's very good. And when you're dealing with an HR manager or a potential customer, then the alternative is, this is why you should choose me, because I can do X in such a good way?
Well, I think it comes down to, this is what my talent truly is, and because of this, this is what I can do for your company.
I think that's very important, that it always comes down to that, because they want to know what you can do for them, not so much as what they can do for you.
Well, I think when you take a hard look at reality, it is a two-way street. It is not only what you can offer them, but more importantly, what they can offer you in return.
Well, we're coming to the end now. Joe, it's really been a pleasure being here with you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for taking this time. And to the listening audience, thanks for being here with us on Nothing But Good News Radio. This is Hank Eater filling in for Candy G. Tune in again next week.